Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Hey,
my heart is crying, crying.
That's Jackie Wilson bringing this back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being with me. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Ed Harrington, CEO of Ideas to Go, co-author of Outsmart Your Instincts. And we got something completely different to talk about. Ed, you want us to think like a child. Is that right?
Yeah, I got to go to the light side now. Definitely. So there's a warm-up we'll do. So, we help people come up with ideas. That's what we do. Get them in big groups, do all sorts of stuff. One of the intros we often have with people is say, hey, people would be more creative if. So if I said that to you, Jim, people would be more creative if. What would your answer be?
They didn't think that they were going to be judged by a stupid idea.
Absolutely, right? You know, who wants to sit there and have people razz at them and do that kind of stuff?
Even though we all know, we've all been taught since kindergarten, there is no such thing as a stupid idea.
Well, we're told that, but, you know, actions sometimes speak louder than words. And the fact is that there is this thing called negativity bias, and people have a tendency to go to criticism.
Right.
And if I criticize something, you'll remember that better for some reason or another, and people put more weight in criticism than they do in applauding, in people who build. That's one of the things you got to fight in these sessions. So another thing that people almost always say is if they'd be more like a kid. People would be more creative if they'd be more like a kid. Now, you got grandkids, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what is it about kids that makes them more creative? And I'm happy to tell you.
Yeah. They've got very little pretense, and the world is their oyster. They can imagine
exactly
anything. Nobody, no baggage.
Yep. It's rather ironic, but one advantage kids have is they're ignorant. So they don't know a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And by not knowing a lot of stuff, they don't have to filter through, and everything's possible. The world, as you say, is their oyster. It's kind of like their discovery ground. So kids aren't saddled with lots of, knowledge about what does work and what doesn't work. And they have a sense of wonder about them, a kind of a real openness overall. And we have a lovely article if you want to read more about it on our website, which is ideastogo.com. But it's like, hey, go think like a kid. Do these types of things. They have no preconceived notions whatsoever. So we like people to do that, to adopt that kind of thinking. Part of it is what I told you there, the negativity. Kids don't tend to be as negative. I was sitting down with a group of third graders, and I said, okay, if somebody has a new idea, how do people react? Most answer the way you do. They'll criticize it, or not the way you do, what we talked about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids are going, that's a great idea. I love that idea. And so I had to get them to the negative side, and I said, okay, so suppose they don't say something nice about it. What do they say? Uh-oh, we're going to get in trouble. Let's hide that idea.
Right.
Kids are wonderfully fresh and different.
Well, the evidence of it is that when you tell them they can't do something, they honestly, sincerely say, well, why not?
Exactly.
Because they don't understand the boundaries. They don't understand the paradigms that you and I as adults have built up in front of ourselves, for good or for ill, the rules that we've created. They don't know about all that stuff.
Nope, they haven't learned those rules. And that type of thinking, I can imagine people reacting now and said, oh yeah, we're just what I need, a bunch of ideas from kindergartners that have no filters or buffers on them.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is, pardon me, a trick of generating a good idea is to generate a lot of ideas and to go into arenas that you wouldn't typically explore. So we have a tendency to be incremental in thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I'm thinking about a new car, I think, go ahead.
I was just going to say, just putting it out here on Main Street, we're sitting around a room and we're talking about the delivery process. And it comes up that we're going to have to be buying some new trucks. And we've always driven diesel trucks. But someone might ask the question, is that still a good idea? Are we still committed to diesel trucks? Is it time to go to LP? Or is it, in other words, somebody might, even though everybody knows that this company drives diesel trucks, somebody could ask that question. Or the delivery is always clockwise around town. And somebody says, well, what if the traffic has changed? Maybe it's better if we go counterclockwise.
Exactly. And you might even look at it and say, well, what if we lease the trucks instead of buying the trucks?
Right.
Right? How does that world look to us if we did something
even
like
though
that?
Even nobody in the company's ever leased a truck.
Right. Right. And that's the thing about it is you got to get past your comfort zone in some way or another.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things we'll do there is we do excursions, they're called. But you sit in a room and you do a role play. So in the truck, instead of a truck driver, I'd say, you're a colonial farmer. I might say, all right, you're an astronaut. You're another kind of person. How would they approach this? You know, what might be different about how they look at things so that you could come up with other solutions to what fundamentally is about delivery. It's really not about even buying trucks, right? It's about how would you get your packages to your clients, and eventually you start dealing with astronauts and you're sending drones.
Right
now you're delivering your stuff a whole other way. Now are you actually going to do that? Probably not. But that could lead you to other things you could do. Maybe you could park the truck locally and have drones do the block by block delivery.
And I need your website, please, quickly.
Ideas2go.com, all letters.
All right,
IDEASTOGO.
Ed Harrington and I will be right back. It's Tim Taylor. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.